弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，早上好！无论是线上的还是线下的哈，
Brothers and sisters and friends, whether you're online or here in person,
我们再有一点祷告。
let's pray.
天父，我们把感谢、把赞美都归给你。
Father in heaven, we thank you. We give you thanksgiving and our praise.
谢谢你在薄饼聚会中将你自己的爱向我们显明。
Thank you in communion to make clear to us more of your love.
我们也谢谢你，因为你的独生爱子主耶稣基督是我们的大牧人。
We also thank you that your only begotten Son Jesus Christ is our shepherd.
好牧人喂养舍命。
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
好牧人把他自己的生命赏赐给我们，并且还要将更丰盛的生命赏赐给我们。
The good shepherd gave us his own life, and we're waiting an even better life.
好牧人把我们带到青草地，到可安息的水边。
He take us to the rest clear waters.
让我们可以在他的怀抱中安息。
So we can rest in his bosom.
也让我们这些他草场的羊出入有草吃。
And he leads his sheep out so that they can be sustained by grass.
我们为这一切而感谢你。
For all these things, we thank you.
我们把今天信息的时间也仰望在你的手中。
We give the message time into your hands as well.
特别求你恩待扶持，要做出口的软弱的器皿。
May you be gracious to weak, a faltering vessel.
你知道他一切的软弱，一切的不足。
You know the weak, his weakness and all that he isn't.
就仰望主，你用你自己圣灵来扶持，来引导。
And you use your Holy Spirit to sustain and lead.
不会因为人的软弱而使你的信息受到亏损。
That your words cannot be discounted because of the weakness of man.
当你自己向你的儿女说话的时候。
When you yourself speak to your children.
就你自己成为我们的供应。
You become our sustenance.
你的话发出能力，也带着生命。
Your heart, will your words come with power and life?
供应你儿女生命里面一切的需要。
Provide for all the needs of your children.
使忧伤的心可以得到安慰。
Sorrowful hearts that can be comforted.
使软弱的可以被你刚强。
That the weak can be strengthened by them.
使没有盼望的可以因着你的话得到盼望。
That those who are despairing can receive hope.
是迷失的，因着你的话可以得到方向。
And people who are lost can have a sense of direction because of your words.
坐在黑暗中的有大光发现，照亮他们。
So those sitting in the dark can have a bright light.
冷淡的心，因着主你自己的话可以在你面前火热。
And then cold hearts can be ignited with your fire.
让每一个在你面前等候你话语的都得到饱足。
And may all who wait for your word before your throne be filled.
愿我们的聚会满了自己，满了圣灵的同在。
May our gathering be filled with the presence of Holy Spirit.
从开始到末了，圣灵在我们当中可以大大的做工。
From start to end, may your Holy Spirit work a great work.
愿你把你的同在也丰丰富富的赏赐给我们每一个人。
May you give us your presence at the individual level.
更使你自己的旨意可以向我们显明。
And may your will be made clear to us as well.
你荣耀的恩典可以得到称颂。
Your glorious grace can be worshipped.
让我们知道你向我们的恩召是何等的荣耀。
We need to help us understand that your gracious calling to us is so glorious.
你在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Inheritance you receive from your saints is so glorious.
我们实在要感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you.
愿你得到一切的称颂。
You receive all the praise.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天我想跟大家一同来分享希伯来书的第一章和第二章。
I want to share with fellow brothers and sisters Hebrews 1 and 2.
这两章加起来一共有32节经文。
There's about 32 verses. We combine both chapters.
我从来没有一次分享这么多的经文。
Never have I shared so many verses in one sitting.
对我这样一个这么有限、这么 软弱的人是一个非常大的挑战。
It's a great challenge for someone weak like me.
就盼望主的恩典能够够我用，能够扶持。
I hope God's grace is sufficient for me and to hold this together like this.
也希望弟兄姐妹能够为我祷告。
And may you pray for me in your hearts.
今天我要分享的题目是神说话了。
The topic is God has spoken.
我们先来看希伯来书的第一章的第一节到第二节的上半部分。
Let's look at Hebrews 1 and the first part of verse 1 and first part of verse 2.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets and many times in a various ways, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
和新约中其他的书信一样，希伯来书呢其实不是一本书，而是一封信，或者说我们叫一封书信。
Like other epistles in the New Testament, Hebrews, the book of Hebrews is not a book, but an epistle or a letter.
既然是信呢，就有作者和收信人。
Because it's a letter, there's an author and a recipient.
像新约中其他书信一样，比方说在罗马书一开始一章一节。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。然后第七节，我写信给你们在罗马，为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Like it says in Romans 1, verse 1 and 7, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. And verse 7, To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be His holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
雅各书一章一节，做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请散住十二个支派之人的安。
James 1:1, Lord Jesus, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings.
彼得前书一章一节，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、庇拉尼寄居的。
Also, not unlike First Peter 1:1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
刚才我们读到有。保罗的罗马书、雅各的雅各书以及彼得的彼得前书，他们的开头，大家有没有发现和希伯来书的开头有什么不同
？We have read just now the opening greetings from Romans, from James, and First Peter. Have you guys noticed any differences between their heading and that of Hebrews?
这区别非常明显，就是在其他书信当中，我们一开头看到，不仅看到彼得，看到。保罗看到雅各这些写信人的名字。
It is obvious, other than their own names by way of introduction in these three books.
而且也清楚看到他们的信是写给谁的，是写给在罗马的，还有散住各地以色列十二支派的，或者散住在亚细亚各地信徒。
But it's also abundantly clear who they are, who they're writing to. People in Asia or Macedonia, Asia or Galatia and places like these.
但是希伯来书却没有说。却没有作者的自我介绍。
Hebrews does not have a self-introduction.
我们只能够通过内容知道希伯来书的作者他熟读旧约圣经。
We can only gather from reading the contents of Hebrews that the author, whoever he is very familiar with the Old Testament.
而且他的思维极其的严谨。
And then his arguments, his logic is very, very clear.
而且他的希腊文的造诣。非常的深
，and his
文笔非常的优美
，and his Greek is very very is very very clear and beautiful.
只是可惜呢，我们不懂希腊文，
just,
没有办法欣赏原文的优美。
It's just we can't. The problem is we don't understand Greek, and we can't admire the structure of it, the way it's written.
不过呢，话说回来。
But then again,
虽然我们都懂中文，但是因为我们中文的功底有限哈，所以很多中文的美文我们也不会欣赏，所以 这么想就没什么遗憾。
Even though people like us, we understand Chinese, but we have our limitations there as well. So there's no regrets in that sense.
那回到刚才的问题，这样一位伟大的圣经作者，他到底是谁？
Back to the question at hand, who is this, you know, this really great author?
圣经当中没有一卷书，它的作者引起那么多的猜测猜想。
There's no other book in the Bible that caused so much attention as to who the author is.
有人说是保罗，有人说是亚波罗，有人说是希拉，有人说是巴拿巴，有人说是百基拉和亚居拉。我们熟悉的陈希曾弟兄和其他一些弟兄认为这位希伯来书的作者不是别人，是我们已经知道的路加福音和使徒行传的作者路加。
Some people think it's Paul, others think Apollos, Barnabas, Priscilla, Aquila, and our own brother Christian Chen used to think that it's none other than than the author Luke.
虽然希伯来书的作者到现在还是一个谜，而且可能永远是一个谜。
It is a mystery who the author is today, and it probably will remain a mystery forever.
但呢，我们知道圣经，它和圣经中其他的书信一样，真正的作者是神他自己。
But not unlike each and every other book in the Bible, its true author really is God Himself.
是神的圣灵感动这位我们所不知道的希伯来人先贤，带领他写下这个伟大不朽的篇章。
It is the Holy Spirit which moved the hand and pen of this unnamed author to give us this book.
给我们留下最丰富的启示。
Give us the most abundant and rich revelation.
最有力的论证。
The most convincing of arguments.
最优美的文笔。
The most beautiful of sentences.
当我们读希伯来书的时候。
When we read Hebrews.
有的时候仿佛是听到保罗向我们说话。
Sometimes it's almost like hearing Paul talking to us directly.
有的时候仿佛是听到亚波罗向我们说话。
Sometimes it sounds like Apollos.
有的时候又仿佛听到巴拿巴，听到希拉，听到亚居拉和百基拉，听到路加向我们说话。
We might also hear the words of Barnabas, Silas, Priscilla, Aquila, and the like, talking to us.
那希伯来书既然是一封信，就有收信的人。
Now, as I said, since Hebrews is a letter, there is an intended recipient.
虽然信里面没有提到是写给谁或者在哪里的教会的。
Even though the letter didn't say who it was for, which church, and where.
但是根据书信的内容，我们可以得知关于读者的一些背景。
But through the words of Hebrews, we can ascertain some of the, we can assume some of the backgrounds of this author.
首先呢，他们是希伯来人，因此后人呢就称这封信为希伯来书。
First of all, the recipients are Hebrews, so the people that named the letter later called it Hebrews.
其次呢，他们已经信主一段时间了，不是初信。
Secondly, they are not new born again Christians. They've been saved for a while.
最后呢，他们和主的使徒不是同时代的人，是晚一些的人，他们属于第二代的信徒。
Third and lastly, they are not contemporaries of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. They are most likely second generation Christians.
所以不少的学者相信呢，这封信的收信人是希伯来人，但不是大众希伯来人。
So many scholars believe that this book was intended indeed for Hebrews, but not primarily for Hebrews.
而是作者很熟悉的一小批人，作者呢甚至曾经和他们一同聚会过。
Oh, not all Hebrews, but just a small group of Hebrews, maybe ones that whoever wrote this book has gathered with.
我们知道希伯来人他们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We know that the Hebrews are all descendants of Abraham.
他们的祖先亚伯拉罕呢本来是住在米索伯大米，就是今天伊拉克那一边。
So Abraham used to live in Mesopotamia, that's present day Iraq.
他后来蒙神的呼召渡过了伯拉河，就是幼发拉底这条大河，来到了迦南，就是今天以色列巴勒斯坦那一带。
And then he crossed the Euphrates River by the leading of God and his spirit to come to what is now is the Canaan area.
所以在当地人的眼中呢，这一批人是从东北来的移民。
So to those people, someone like Abraham is an immigrant from the northeast.
是不有着不同的祖先，是不一样不 啊，是不一样的族裔，所以呢，就给他们起一个名字，称他们是希伯来人。
Different ethnicity. They knew that Abraham has had a different ancestor, so they gave him, I guess, a name or nickname, Hebrew.
希伯来的意思就是从河那边过来的。
Hebrew, the word Hebrew means literally to those that cross the river.
就是我们简单的介绍了一下作者和读者。
So brief introduction on the recipient and the author.
当然就是不知道作者是谁。
It's just that we don't know who he is.
读者大概知道一些。
The people who read it.
但是目的和主题是很清楚的。
The readers, the recipients we know a little bit about, but the topic and themes are very clear.
作者写这封信的目的是要劝诫这些希伯来的弟兄要持守耶稣基督，不要回头。
His purpose to the readers clearly is to strengthen, encourage them, exhort them to remain in Jesus Christ. Do not backslide.
因为这些读者当时他们正在遭受逼迫，他们被毁谤，他们被捆锁，甚至被抄家。
Because at the time, the readers, they would have been persecuted or pressured or not almost to the point of martyrdom.
只是还没有殉道。
But not quite there yet.
那这些艰难的处境呢，使他们当中有一些人疑惑、害怕。
So these situations caused some of them to be very, to be hesitant and to be afraid.
他们退缩、妥协，不再参加聚会，甚至还有辩解的危险。
So they defected or they left, and they had all kinds of other dangers.
他们本来是信犹太教。
They were of, they were believers of Judaism.
后来他们信了耶稣，离开了犹太教。
And then after they believed in Christ, they left Judaism.
现在在压力面前，犹太教成为他们一条退路。
So in this kind of pressure, Judaism is the natural place to go back to.
因为犹太教没有受逼迫。
Because Judaism is not being persecuted.
犹太教信的呢，和他们和这个他们信了耶稣的之后，信的还是同一个祖先，所拜的是他们祖先的神。
Judaism, in fact, is worshipped by their own ancestors and to the same God.
所以对他们来说，退一步就是海阔天空。
So for them to take one step back is easy way out.
那这样的诱惑是非常非常大。
And that temptation is really great.
所以希伯来书的作者就提醒劝诫他的作者不能退缩。
So the writer of Hebrews exhorts them, do not do that.
作者首先他有力的陈明基督的优越性。
First, the author states the surpassing nature of Jesus.
他强调无论是在启示、在名分、在权柄还是在救赎上，耶稣基督都远超过旧约的一切，包括先知、包括天使、包括祭司。
He said that Jesus, whether it's by revelation, by nature, by authority, he is above them all.
他是也是旧约当中许多礼仪和人物所预表的实体。
He's above all angels, prophets, and priests also, and he was always the one promised in the Old Testament.
他成全了神在历世历代以来所预备的救恩的计划，而且他的救恩是完全的，是永远有效的，是不需要任何补充或者不能取代。
And he fulfilled all the preparations, fulfillments of the Old Testament, the plan of God. His salvation is complete, is eternal. It doesn't need to be added or changed.
作者同时呢还劝勉他的读者，既然福音是这样的完备，我们就要持守道德。
So he tells his readers, since his salvation is so perfectly complete in this way, they have to stand their ground to the end.
他也用基督和历世历代的信心的伟人为榜样来激励他们。
He has also used the heroes of the Christian of the faith from the Old Testament as their example.
在希伯来书中，除了这些劝勉鼓励之外，还有五处警戒或者警告。
In aside from these admonitions, from exhortations, there are also some warnings in four or five places.
所以警戒他的读者离弃基督啊，基督真道所导致的严重可怕的后果。
And to warn them about the serious consequences of defecting or losing what they had.
这就是希伯来书。
That's Hebrews.
那我们在周五的查经中，我们查完了罗马书之后，就开始查希伯来书。到上个周五，我们一共查了四次。
So a while back, after we finished the book of Romans on Friday night Bible study, we moved on to Hebrews, and we just finished our fourth study.
我们查了两章。那四次呢？大家可以看一下我们四次所查的经文、日期还有题目。第一次是神说话了，就是今天我用的题目。第二次呢是说，第二次的题目是讲到说神的儿子远超过众天使。第三次呢就是希伯来书当中的第一个警戒，是伟大的救恩不能忽略。第四次是讲到说比天使暂时小一点的成为人的耶稣，他也远远的超越众天使。
So as you can see, during those 4 weeks of Bible study, you can see the dates, the topic, and the verses we read. So we did Hebrews 1 and 2 already, and the first one was God has spoken. The second one was Jesus being greater than all the angels. Third one was the topic of not ignoring such a great salvation. And fourth one is the Jesus that was slightly lower than the angels.
Still surpass angels.
But still surpasses them.
大家可以看哈，题目越起越长。
You see, right? The topics just get longer and longer and longer.
下一次是9月16号，我不知道要起多长的题目。
Don't know how long the topic will be next week.
那我们从9月16号，就是下一次开始呢，周五的查经，包括很多次了，我们地点改为在 NJIT 和弟兄姐妹的家里，也可以在线上参加，所以呢，欢迎每一个人都来参加。
As we mentioned, starting on 9/16, Friday night Bible study will move to NJIT Campus Center, second floor, or a certain brother's house.
你再打一次广告。
We encourage everyone to go. Just a little infomercial for everyone.
就是用现在的话讲，叫做带货直播。
It's a way of advertisement.
好，现在我们来看希伯来书第一章。
All right, let's look at Hebrews 1.
神既在古时借着众先知多方多次的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
那作者一上来就将人类的历史分成两个时期，古时和末世。
The author split immediately in his opening verse. History into two sections. One is in the past, and the other is later days, last days.
然而，无论是古时还是末世，我们的神这位宇宙万物的主宰都在向人说话。
However, whether it is in the past or in this last days, the Creator of heaven and earth all talk to people.
短短的几个字就组成了一个最伟大、极其震撼人心的宣告。
Little 2-3 sentences have communicated a very, very shocking truth.
气势磅礴。
在
古时呢，神是在众先知里面向犹太人的列祖说话，传达圣旨。
In the past, God spoke to the ancestors through prophets for his commands.
在末世呢，神则在他儿子里面向所有的人说话，传达圣旨。
In the last days, God spoke through His Son to the people to tell them His will and commands.
我们看到在古时，神是借着先知。什么是先知？谁是先知呢？
We know that from the Old Testament, God's words often came through prophets.
先知这个词的原意就是传声筒，就是另外一个人的嘴巴，这叫先知。
What does it mean to be a prophet?That is someone who is relaying a message, the loudspeaker, or some kind of ambassador.
我举一个例子。
Example.
比方说，吕文哈，吕文小时候到朋友家去玩，玩得特别高兴，忘了回家吃饭。
Let's use an example. If our sister Eunice, when she was young, she went to a friend's house, and then she forgot to come home.
然后她妈就叫了邻居一个小孩去叫吕文回家吃饭。
So her mom asked a neighbor's kid to go to her and call her back home.
这个邻居的小孩传达吕文他妈圣旨的，就叫做先知。
So the person who tells Eunice in her friend's house, what the mom said is a loudspeaker.
先知就是不是说自己的话。
The prophet is not speaking on his own behalf.
在圣经中就是替神说话。
In the Bible, they speak for God.
这就叫做圣经里面的先知。
That is the prophet of the Bible.
主耶稣基督他自己是最大的先知。
Our Lord Jesus himself, he is the greatest prophet.
他也是替神说话。
And he spoke for God.
那么说什么话？
Speaking for God, then, what does he say?
下面呢，希伯来书作者就告诉我们，这些先知所说话的核心是什么。
And he tells us the idea and what the contents are.
他告诉我们说，神早已立他为承受万有的，也借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
He said, for a son whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe, the sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word.
对，无论是古时是末世，神向人说话只有一个重点，就是他。
So we know that no matter in the previous, in the past or in the current, in the last days, God speaking to man has one central topic. It's He.
在短短的这两节经文里面，他竟然一口气出现了五次。
Couple of verses, maybe two, three verses. The word He showed up at least five times.
作者生怕我们没有注意到这个他，所以一而再，再而三的说他。
As if he's afraid that the reader will not notice the focal point, so he repeatedly said the word he.
他是谁呢？他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。用我们北方人的话说，就是他跟神是一样一样的。
So he, who is he? He's got the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being.Sustaining all things. In other words, you can almost say he's a God's doppelganger or mirror image.
对，我们看这几节经文的时候，我们看到他讲到了过去。
So through this words, we see that he spoke about the past.
他是创造者，神借着他创造了诸世界，他也是救赎者，他用他的血洗净了人的罪，这是讲到过去。
So in the past, he was a creator.Through him, the world was made, that he is the redeemer and uses blood to purchase people back from sin.
这几节经文里面也让我们看到了现今，讲到说他是大能的者，他坐高天至大者的右边，常用他全能的命令托住万有，这是讲到现在。
Also in the present, he speaks of him being on heaven, sitting in the right hand of God with all authority.And commands, and he holds everything together.
也讲到未来，他是那荣耀者，神早已立他，有一天要承受万有。
It speaks also about the future, that he is the glorious one, that he's going to inherit all things.
当他创造宇宙万物的时候，请问他在哪里？
When God was creating the heaven and earth and everything in it, where was he?
他在高天之上。
He was there in heaven.
将来有一天，当他承受他所创造的一切的时候，请问他在哪里
？In the future, when he inherits everything under all of creation, where is he then?
他在高天之上。
He will be in heaven.
当他在，我们再问他在什么地方，他在何处，用全能的命令托住万有。
Let me ask again, at what place and what time is he holding all things together?
啊，还是在高天之上。
In heaven still.
高天至大者的右边
，in right hand of God Himself.
然而，这位从永远到永远在高天之上的他
，However, this God who is forever and ever in heaven on the throne,
竟然有一段时间来到地上
，for a brief moment in time came to the world.
成为人的样式，经历人的一生，最后为你，为我的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Becoming the form of a man temporarily, to experience a man's life, and then for you, for me, dying on the cross.
用他的血洗净了人的罪，成就了神伟大的救恩，拯救一切相信他的人。
Using this, using his own blood to save us from sin, to accomplish God's great grace and salvation to those who believe in him.
这就是他。
That is he.
这就是神在古时借着众先知多方多次晓谕列祖，又在这末世借着他儿子所晓谕我们的他。
That is what God spoke to our ancestors in the past and in the last days about.
这几节经文呢，我想了个办法啊，用了一个图，想要把它啊形象化一些的描述出来。
So、
如果坐在后面看不清楚，鼓励你到前面来看。
So there's these few verses. I tried to fathom a way to come up with a visual representation to clarify the understanding a little bit.
我们看到一个时间轴，这个是就是希伯来书的作者呢，把时间分成两个时段，一个是古时和一个末世。
So we see the timeline here on the screen. As the author said, he splits history into two sections.
然后告诉我们说，在时间还没有开始的时候，神借着他创造了诸世界，然后这个时间时空就开始了，这是过去。
And God, it was God before time began. God created all heaven and earth, and that's when He started the clock of this history timeline.
当这一切过去的时候，在这个时间轴的末了，他要承受万有，承受他所创造的一切。
At the end of this timeline, after he will inherit everything.
那么从过去的永远到未来的永远，这一段时间呢，他用他全能的命令托住万有。万有都在他的掌握之中。
And between the past eternity and the future eternity, he holds all things together. Everything answers to him.
而且我们看到的不单单是一个平面的图。
Not only that, we don't only see a two-dimensional picture.
而且我们这里面告诉我们说，他还坐在高天至大者的右边，他从死里复活，升上高天。
We also see that he sits on the right hand of God. He rose from the dead at some point and ascended on high.
我希望能够这张图能够帮助大家理解这几节经文。我们所认识、我们所相信、我们所信靠的他是怎样的一位。
Hopefully this picture helps us get a better grasp of the one that we believe in.
从四节开始到第一章的结尾呢，是我们查经班第二次所查的。
Our second session of Bible study started in chapter 1, verse 4 to the end of chapter 1.
重点讲到神的儿子，他远超过众天使。
Spoke about God's own son, far surpasses the worth of angels.
他不单单超过古时的众先知。
Not only the angels in the heaven,
那么作者是如何来进行这样的比较呢
？So how did the author does that comparison? Do that comparison?
这里告诉我们说，他的名分超过所有的天使。
It tells us of his nature is far beyond those of the angels.
这十一节经文所强调的重点就是他有这个独特的名分，神的儿子这个独特的名分。
That's to clarify that the unique nature of he.Is that he is God's own son.
这个名分使他坐在王的宝座上。
This nature, this unique characteristic, have him sitting on the throne of God.
他坐在王的宝座上。
He sits on the throne of the Lord.
为此，诗篇这个希伯来书的作者引用旧约很多很多诗篇，他一开始所引用的就是诗篇的第二篇。
So he actually leverages many scriptures from Old Testament, for example, from Psalms.
Second Psalm.
Psalms 2.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son, today I have become your father.
这是犹太人君王的诗篇。
This is a calling of an Israelite king.
是圣殿的诗班哈，当大卫的子孙登基做王的时候，在那个仪式上演唱。
So this is what the choir sings whenever a new king in Israel was enthroned.
他们甚至表演出来。
Maybe they'll even perform it or as a ceremony.
这篇诗这个那个时候我们知道每当以色列有一个犹太人有一个新王登基的时候。
We know at that time that whenever there was a new king or young king who just was enthroned,
被大卫征服的那些本来附属他们的国家可能会趁着是一个新王他的王位未稳或者新王年幼而蠢蠢欲动他们伺机背叛的时候。
It posed a great risk for Israel when the subdued nations under Israel would try to rebel.
诗篇第二篇呢，就是告诉我们说，当这些人要背叛的时候，主在天上嗤笑他们。
Psalms 2 is pretty much talking about when people try to rise up against God's anointed, He laughs and He just will destroy them.
并且宣告以色列的王是耶和华所高的，而且呢，他们和耶和华之间有特殊的关系。
Also to make clear that the kings of Israel have been anointed of God and they have a special relationship with God.
只有以色列的王跟耶和华有这种关系，就是耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生。
Only God himself and the kings of Israel have that unique set of relationship to let him say, you are my son today, I have become your father.
虽然以色列的王跟神有这样的关系，但是我们知道在历世历代上，这些以色列的王，我们所知道的大卫也好，所罗门也好，西西家也好，约西亚也好，他们被称为神的儿子。
We know that despite this, because of this, God with the kings of Israel, whether the ones we know, whether it's David, Hezekiah, Josiah, and kings like that.
当神说我今日生你的时候，不是说像人那样啊，父亲生了一个儿子。他说我今日生你，其实是说神让他登上宝，让他登上王位宝座，是这个意思。
So when the Bible says, "Today I've become your father," it's not saying that he has given birth to a offspring, but rather he has enthroned this person as a new king.
但是人的王，他们都是有缺陷的，甚至会犯罪，甚至犯很大的罪，得罪神。
As we know that all those kings had their faults and defects, they would sin, or up to the point where they would sin greatly.
而诗篇第二篇被称为弥赛亚的诗篇，因为他所预言的要做王的弥赛亚，乃是新约里面已经印证的主耶稣基督这个做王他的身份。
And the Psalm 2 is known as the Messianic Psalm to predict the true King in Jesus Christ and what he would do.
只有他是完美无瑕的，只有他是真正的弥赛亚的君王，只有他已经在宝座上执掌王权。
Only he is the perfect one. Only he is the true King. Only he is on the throne.
这是诗篇里面的第一点。第二点是说，神又指着哪一个天使说，我做他的父，他要做我的子。这里是讲到父与子之间的关系。
That was the first point of Psalms 2. The second point was when God says, you know, who else have I called my son in the Old Testament?
在旧约先知里面曾经，虽然不是很明显，但是旧约先知里让我们看到神的确称天使为他的众子。
In the Old Testament, even though it wasn't too clear, God really did call his angels his own son.
但是没有一处神对一个天使说，我做你的父，你是我的儿子。
But not a single time did God say, I have become your father to them.
只有神的独生子，只有神的儿子，他跟神之间才有这种亲密的生命的关系。
Only God himself and his son Jesus Christ has that intimate, perfect relationship.
所以这样的身份是天使没有办法相比的。
So this kind of identity is not something that angels can compare with.
然后作者接下来告诉我们说，这位王，这位在宝座上的王，他是什么样的王？
And then the author also continues to tell us about what kind of king this person is.
他从4个方面来告诉我们说, 他是永永远远的, 他是永不改变的, 他是公义正直的, 他是荣耀得胜的王。
From 4 different angles. One, he is from forever to forever. 2, he is never changing. And 3, he is upright and righteous. And 4, he is glorious and he's gloriously overcome.
从时间上来说, 他的宝座, 王座是永永远远, 没有穷尽, 一直要延续到新天新地,
from the perspective
延续到新天新地, 也没有结束。
From the perspective of time, he is his throne, his position as king is from forever to forever. It does not end. It will continue throughout new heaven and new earth.
从性质上来讲, 是永远不改变, 全然正直, 全然公义的王座。
From the perspective of nature, he does not change, and he is always upright and always righteous.
从结局上来讲, 他要胜过一切的仇敌, 使仇敌成为他的脚凳。
From the perspective of conclusion, he's going to overcome all his enemies, and all his enemies will become his footstool.
仇敌成为他的脚凳, 这有一个背景, 就是古时候双方征战的时候, 得胜的那一方, 他的脚, 要踩在败亡的脖子上, 而后者呢, 要趴在他的脚上, 用嘴巴亲他的脚,
That phrase of your enemies being a footstool, that's the background of that is when the Israel, when during that time, when the king who won is going to have the king that lost as his footstool, and the king that lost would have to lie under his feet and kiss his feet.
所以当我们看这位王, 看他的宝座的时候, 我们看到是永恒的, 是公义的, 是不变的, 是得胜的。
So when we see this king and his throne, it is eternal, it is internal, it is righteous, it does not change, and is overcome.
神的儿子坐在这四合一的王的宝座上, 他蒙神的喜爱。
God's own son sits on this four-in-one kind of throne, and is loved of God.
那么让我们想象一下, 当神用他喜乐的油膏他的儿子做王的时候, 请问天使在哪里?
Let us consider, when God himself anoints his perfect son with oil, when he's doing this thing, where are the angels?
天使在做什么?
What are they doing?
我们可以看, 在第6节, 第7节, 和第14节, 告诉我们说,
We can see in Verses 6, 7, and 14, it says this.
天使在这位宝座上的王面前的地位是要向他效拜,要为他效力,要以风的形式,以火焰的形式做他的奴仆。
When God brings his firstborn in the world, he says, Let all God's angels worship him. In speaking of angels, he says, He makes angel spirits and his servants flames of fire.
这就是希伯来书的作者, 让我们看到, 神的儿子和天使, 进行比较之后, 让我们看到神的儿子远远远远远远超过众天使。
This is a comparison and contrast the writer of Hebrews made with God and the angels to show how their differences.
这是第1章的第5节到第14节。
That's chapter 1, verse 5 to 14.
然后我们就来到第2章。
And then we come to chapter 2.
我们先跳过几节。
Let's skip a few verses.
我们跳到第5节来看, 第5节到第18节, 也就是从第5节到最后。
Let's look at verse 5 to 18, and that's five to the end of the chapter.
第9节是那里说, 唯独见那暂时比天使小一点的耶稣。
Verse 9 of chapter 2, Hebrews says, But we do see Jesus who was made lower than angels for a little while.
作者在一直到第9节才第一次使用, 一个名字来称呼他。
It wasn't until verse 9 when the author of Hebrews uses the actual name to refer to he.
这个名字就是耶稣, 这是一个人的名字。
The name Jesus from the person, it's a man's name.
是一个普通的人的名字。
It's a normal man's name.
表示他现在是以人的身份出现。
That is to express and show that this person is showing up from the perspective of a human.
作者刚刚已经证明, 在高天宝座上的神的儿子远远超过众天使。 现在他则要证明那位离开了宝座来到地上的他，那位道成肉身成为人的他，仍然远远的超过天使。
The author wanted to illustrate that the one who sits on the throne in heaven, God's own son, is far surpasses angels, but now he's going to endeavor to show us that he is still like that, even though he has left the throne, that he has a human name, and he has been incarnate as a person in the world.
对犹太人来说，人是没有办法跟天使比较。
In the tradition of Hebrews, man cannot be compared with angels.
天使是灵界的受造之物，他们不受时空的限制，他们可以穿越时空，一会儿在天上，一会儿在地上，他们也不会像人一样生老病死。
Angels are spiritual beings. They're not limited by time and space. They can be they can be outside of it. They can come into it, and they are also not like us who grow old and die.
他们也大有能力，他们既可以一夜之间击杀埃及一切投生的，也可以一夜之间击杀围困撒玛利亚的180,000的亚述大军。
They are also very, very powerful. They can kill the firstborns overnight. They can kill thousands and tens of thousands of armies, like when the Assyrians invaded Israel.
而且当天使带着荣耀向人显现的时候，令看见的人，无论是谁，都要扑倒在地。
And each time there was a record of angels appearing to a man in the world, didn't matter who they were, they all fell flat on their faces.
看见天使，一个人看见天使都看见天使的有的时候会吓坏了，觉得必死无疑。
They would think to themselves some of these people, they would be shocked to the core, and they would think that they will die.
甚至啊，当但以理看见天使的时候，使徒约翰后来在天上看到天使的时候，都要向天使下拜。
When Dan saw an angel, or when the apostle John himself saw an angel.In his later years, they even bowed down to worship them.
对这样来看哈，想要证明比天使还要小的人子，却能够超越天使，难度是非常大。
So you can see it is a challenge to prove that God incarnate as a man is greater than that of the angels is a difficult task.
好，那我们来看希伯来书的作者如何做到这一点。
Let's see how he does it.
他是从两个方面来证明。
From two perspectives, he makes that point.
他又用诗篇。
Again, he goes to Psalms.
大卫的诗篇第八篇来证明呢，神与人之间的关系与神与天使之间的关系是不一样的。
God has said that his relationship with man and angels' relationship with God himself are different.
不错。人算什么？
You're right. What is man, really?
世人算什么？
What is a world like a human being in the world?
诗篇第八篇我们读的时候觉得是重复，对不对？他说人算什么？世人算什么？其实意思是不一样的。讲到人算什么时候，是说人的渺小，人渺小到一个地步，在宇宙当中根本看不见他。
Psalms 8 kind of repeats itself, doesn't it? Saying, who is man? Who are mankind? Who are human beings? We're so small that we can't be seen in the vast universe.
世人算什么？原文是说人的儿子算什么？但这里面所注重的是人不但是渺小，而且软弱。
In the original text, it says, who is the son of man? And it means to convey that people are not only small, but they're also weak.
虽然人这样的渺小，虽然神这样的人这样的软弱，神竟然留意看他，神竟然愿意花功夫来观察。
Even though people are small and weak, still spends his time to be mindful of them, to be caring for them, and to spend time watching them.
神竟然看顾他们，呵护他们。
Actually, mind them and.Care for them.
所以呢，我们不要把人看扁了。
So don't look lightly on man either.
虽然人是软弱的、微不足道的，受了许多的限制和辖制，但是呢，在神的心目中，人的地位远远超过天使。
Even though humans are weak, fumbling, weak, small people, but in God's eyes, we surpass the angels.
神按照他的样式和形象创造人，天使却不是这样创造的。
People were created in the image of God. Angels were not.
天使犯罪，神没有拯救，让他们接受审判。
The angels fell, and God did not send them a savior. He allowed them to be judged.
神却要拯救亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But God saved the descendants of Abraham.
所以在这一点上，人超过了天使，他是神所顾念、所眷顾的。
So to that point,
这是第一点。那么第二点呢
？Man is greater than angels.Cared by God and are mindful by God. And secondly,
这是第一个角度，第二个角度。
That was the first point. And the second one,
还是从诗篇里面，希伯来书的作者问我们一个问题，就是将来的世界，包括天使在内，是谁来管理？
The writer of Hebrews says, the world that is to come, including the angels that are in it,Who is going to manage them?
神没有交给天使管理，是交给人来管理。
God did not give that task to the angels, but to people, to men.
所以在权柄上，将来人也要超过天使，他们要和神一同作王，管理神所创造的一切，也包括要管理天使。
So from the perspective of authority and power, it's not angels, but man who will rule over his creation, including the angels.
所以到那个时候，在将来的世界里头，我们要管理，你知道吗？天使要向我们汇报工作。
So in the future, you know, angels are going to report to people like us.
这两点就足以证明人是超过天使。
These two points clearly illustrate that man's position is higher than that of angels.
神当初创造了世界之后，就把地交给人来管理。
Right after the after God created the world, He gave the land to man to manage.
这段时间管理地的时间，人来管理就好像是一个试用期，一个培训班。
It's almost as if it was like a introduction, entry level internship.
神在这段时间要训练人学习如何的来管理。
God used that time to train people how to manage.
来准备将来如何管理将来的世界。
To prepare for how to manage.The world that is to come.
然而
However,
人失败，人堕落了，不但没有管理好这个地，反而被魔鬼辖制，成为罪的奴仆。
God failed. Man failed. Man fell. Not only did they not manage well, but they also was bound by the devil.
假设有一群外星人。
Suppose that there is a bunch of aliens.
他们听说地球上有一种叫做人的生物是神按照自己的样式和形象所创造的。
Suppose that they heard of a certain type of creature in the world called humans, created in the image of a god.
所以呢，他们乘坐飞船来光顾这个地球。
They use their alien spacecraft to hover over this world and look around.
他们希望通过与人来交往，认识一下神。
They hope that by interacting with people, they would come to know their God.
假设真有 UFO, 真有这样一些外星人，他们来到地球。
Suppose there's really UFOs, and suppose there's really aliens that came to the world.
我们想想他们会看到什么呢？
Then we imagine what they would see.
他们看到的是人与人之间充满了猜疑，充满了纷争和嫉妒。
They would see that man to man, it would be full of slander, hate, jealousy,
仇恨、争斗
of battles and hatred toward one another.
人迫害人，人残害人。
People tearing each other down and betraying one another.
国家与国家之间，民族与民族之间，经常处于战争和杀戮的状态。
Country with country, nations with other nations nearby, with wars all over the place.
他们会不会问，神是这样吗？
Would they not ask, is God also like that?
他们能够通过人来认识到神吗？
What can they recognize from lives of people.
再假设他们今天就来到我们的聚会。
We're supposed they came into our gathering here.
然后呢，不邀自请到我们家住几天。
And then invited themselves over to our home for a day or two.
观察我们是如何生活。
To experience and watch how we live.
想借此来认识一下神。
To use that opportunity to get to know our God.
我们希不希望他们来呢？
Do we hope that they would come?
我们的生活，我们的生命，是不是会让他们大失所望？
Our daily life, our lives themselves, is it, would it cause them, would it give them an idea?
这就是人今天的状态。
This is the condition of today's man.
那么请问谁能够扭转这个局面？
So then let's ask, who can turn that impression around?
使人能够重新获得管理那将来世界的资格。
And restore the act of managing this world and the who's fit.
天使能吗？
Is it angels?
当然不。
Of course not.
天使做不到的，他来到地上做到。
What angels could not do, he did when he came to the world.
他完成了神救赎人的工作，他自然远远的超过天使，天使必须要向他敬。
He came to the world, Jesus came to the world and completed the work of redemption. Of course, he is beyond the worth of angels.
不但如此，当作者告诉我们说，比暂时比人小一点的耶稣是如何完成这个救恩的时候，就更加的让人惊奇，让人感叹。
Not only that, when the author of Hebrews tells us how Jesus completed this work of redemption, it's even more shocking.
他是因着受死的苦，为人人尝了死味，来成就神的救恩。
He tasted the man's death to do that work for God.
什么是万物所属？就是万物是因他而有的，没有他就没有万物。
What does it mean through Sorry, can you repeat that? Yes, wait a minute.
什么是为万物所属？ Verse 10. 原来那为万物所属的。
Well, what does it mean? For whom and through whom everything exists.
什么是为万物所本呢？
What does it mean?
万物所本就是万物是借他而造，是通过他造出来的。
So it means that everything was created through, for him and through him.
这个他何等的伟大，何等的尊贵，何等的荣耀。
This he is so great, so rich, and so glorious.
但是另一方面，
From another standpoint,
他又是何等的卑微，他竟然道成肉身，成为暂时比天使还小一点的血肉之体来到地上。
And how humble he was at this point. He trapped himself in the form of a man.
为着就是要借着死，败坏了掌死权的魔鬼，释放一生因死而做最奴仆的人，并且要带许多的儿子进入到荣耀里。
And to use his death to rescue his people from the grasp of Satan and to bring many people into his kingdom.
当一个孩子来到世界的时候，
When a child is born into the world,
做父母的哪一个不希望这个孩子将来能够体验的是人生的快乐和人生的美好？
Which parent don't hope that their kids would be able to enjoy the beauty and happiness of life.
只有耶稣，他来到世上是为了体验人所要经历的死，以及死所带来的痛苦和绝望。
Only Jesus, when he came to the world, the plan was for him to experience death and what the death would accomplish.
死是什么？死是人类最大最有权势的仇敌。
What is death? Death is the biggest and the most powerful enemy in the of the world.
死是一个只进不出的囚笼。
It is a cage that you can only go into but can't come out of.
全世界的人因为成为罪的奴仆，都被囚禁在
The entire world, since they're slaves of sin, they all go into that cage.
他来到地上，成为人的样式，进入了死亡的囚笼。
He came into the world, in the form of a man, and walked into that cage.
当他死在十字架上的那一刻，死亡的大门在他的身后紧紧的关闭，象征着死亡的黑暗笼罩了大地。
So when he came, when he went to the cross to die, it's almost as if he went into that death cage and closed the door behind him.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣既然和人一样经历了死亡，就是他做人的经历得以完全。
The Bible tells us, since Jesus experienced death like a person, his experience of man is complete.
他经历了人一切的软弱，一切的试探。
Endured all the weakness and temptations of man.
也经历了人的死亡。
And also their death.
所不同的是。
The only difference.
我们这些人是为自己的罪而。
Is that we died because of our own sins.
耶稣他没有犯罪，却是为人人尝了死味。
Jesus did not sin, but he tasted death.
所不同的是，耶稣的死是暂时。
And Jesus' death was not permanent, but temporary.
第三天，他离开坟墓，他复活了。
Third day, he left the tomb, he rose from the dead.
他证明他是生命的主，他能够胜过死亡，他进入了死亡的囚笼，但是那个囚笼不能拘禁他。
Proving that the death cage has no power over him.
他不但离开了囚笼，他还打开了囚门的铁门。
Not only did he leave the cage, he also left the door open.
让一切相信他的、跟随他的，都可以从死亡的囚笼中出来，得到释放。
He let all who lean on him, to believe in him, to follow him, can escape from the cage of death.
脱离死亡，进入永生。
Escape from death, enter into eternity.
这些从死亡中出来的。被释放的不是别人，就是新约当中的希伯来人。
So these people who are released are none other than the Hebrews of the New Testament.
是真正的希伯来人。
They are the true Hebrews.
耶稣成为我们救恩的元帅，我们与他同死、同埋葬、同复活。
God had become the firstborn of the one who escaped from death. We die with him, we bury with him, and we are raised with him.
他带我们过了那条河。
He lead us across that river.
我们离开河那边的旧造，来到河这边，成为新造。
We leave that old creation on the other side of the river, and we become the new creation on this side.
过这条河就成为我们新生命的起点。
Crossing that river is the start of the new life.
我们开始走一条跟随我们救恩元帅的道路。
And begin a journey following the perfecter of our faith.
这条路上有许多的艰难险阻，甚至有时候有死因的幽谷，有生命的危险。
This path is full of trials and difficulties, and even to the point of being close to death.
就像希伯来书的读者当时他们正面对。
Just like the readers that this epistle was written for.
在艰难面前，在逼迫面前。
In hardship, in persecution.
我们可能会怀疑，我们甚至可能会崩溃。
We might hesitate, suspect, or we might even despair.
当乌云笼罩的时候，我们心里面可能会问，神在哪里？
When there is no way to go, we might ask, where is God?
像主的门徒。在海里面遇到风暴的时候一样，他们问主说：“主啊，我们要丧命了，你不救我们吗？”
Like when his disciples in the Sea of Galilee, when the storm came, they said, "Lord, do you not care for us?"
希伯来书的作者就告诉他的读者：“我亲爱的弟兄。”
So the writer of Hebrews tells his readers that, "My dear brothers."
此时此刻，虽然你可能不知道。
Right now, even though you might not know it.
主岂不是用他全能的命令托住万有，也托住我们吗
？Is God not using His authoritative, His authority to sustain all things, including us?
他不是像有些人所相信的所谓的自然神。
He's not like those who believe in the so-called a natural God.
像美国的国父 Jefferson， 像大科学家爱因斯坦，他们很多人说他们信神，其实他们信的是自然神。
Like Jefferson or people like Einstein, many people say they believe in God, but they believe in a God that's not the God of the Bible, a natural God.
他们说不错，确实有一个神，他创造了一个宇宙，使得宇宙有这样的有规律。
Yes, there's a higher power, a God that created the universe at the onset and the patterns therein.
而且他要让这个宇宙按照他所设计的规律来运行。
And the world will continue according to the pattern he has set out.
但是他不介入这个宇宙。
But he's not sustaining it.
就像一个钟表匠，他制作了一个非常精妙的钟表，上了发条之后，就让这个钟表自己哒哒哒哒哒哒的走。
Like someone who designed a clock, set it off and started the count, and then just let it beat by itself.
不，我们所信的这位神，他是那位顾念我们、看顾我们的神。
Not so with our God. The God who created us is the one who is mindful of His creation and cares for them.
他不但造了我们。
He did not create only us.
他也把我们从死亡罪恶当中解救出来。
He also delivered us from death and sin.
他不但带我们过河。
Not only led us to the other side of the river.
他还一路引领我们，扶持我们，坚固我们。
And then he, along the whole path, the whole way, he strengthens us and looks after us.
他托住我们。
He sustains us.
什么叫做托住？托住就是把一样东西妥妥的握在手里。
What does it mean to hold things together? It means to cup something in your palm.
从这个角度看，这是一个静态的，就像英奎上次讲那个例子，像举重选手把一个杠铃稳稳的举起来托在手。
That is very visual. It's like our brother Paul shared last time. It's a weightlifting champion grasping the weight in his hand.
这个托住还有一个意思，是动态的意思。
And another way of mentioning it is an active from the active standpoint.
就像大家去餐馆吃饭，有的时候看到服务生手里面托一个盘子，稳稳当当的从一个地方从这个。从这么说吧，从地点 A， 然后呢，稳稳的拖到地点 B。
You could think of a restaurant and a waiter. When a waiter or waitress takes a series of plates and takes it from point A to point B.
主耶稣他就是这样，把我们从起点稳稳的、妥妥的带到终点。
The Lord Jesus,
那个终点就是荣耀，他要带我们进到荣耀里去。
The Lord Jesus is like that, taking us to the final destination, taking us into the glory.
这是托住，他允许我们遭遇难处，遭遇试炼。
That is him holding everything together, but allowing troubles and trials to come.
让我们有时候不得不停下来，来寻求他，来等候他，来依靠他。
To force us not only to sometimes to stop or seek him, to lean on him, and to understand him.
让我们不但相信知道。神让万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处这句话，而且也能够亲身来经历这句话。
Not only to believe phrases like "it works for the good of those who believe all things for the good of those who love him," but also to experience it.
让我们经过十字架的道路，最终被磨成神儿子的样式，被带到荣耀里，与基督一同来管理将来的世界，这是他荣耀的目的。
To let us to walk the path of the cross, to be molded into the image of His Son, to be brought into glory, and with Jesus in the world that's to come. That's a purpose of, that's His glorious purpose.
那最后一部分呢，是圣经中啊，希伯来书二章一到四节的一个警戒或者警告。
So the last piece really is an admonition or warning from Hebrews 2:1-4.
神赐给我们这么伟大的救恩，我们应当如何回应呢？
Since God has given us such a great salvation, how should we respond?
大家知道这几张图片吗？熟不熟？有没有看过？
Has any of you seen these pictures on the screen right now?
看不见的到前面来看。
You can't see, you can come up.
大家知道，就是上个月在四川的龙槽沟发生了一个悲剧。
It is a tragedy that happened in Sichuan in a valley last month.
就是这个地方叫龙槽沟，平时呢水非常的清澈，非常的非常的浅，非常的缓慢。
So that valley, the water that goes through it typically is very slow and very light.
结果就变成了一个旅游景点，网红打卡的地方。
So it became a tourist attraction.
就有很多人，附近的人就在这里面来旅游，在水里面吃烧烤、打麻将，在岸边露营。
So it became a place where people came went to hike, to barbecue, to play mahjong, and to spend time, take pictures.
但是因为地势的关系，那里其实是非常危险，所以当地的政府三番五令不要下水。大家可以看到那个警告牌，珍惜生命，不要下水，因为什么呢？因为会有碰到一些极端天气的时候，会有山洪爆发。
But because of its location, it's actually a very dangerous spot. So there's literally a sign there that says, "Value your life, and don't do those things here because it's prone to being flooded."
结果上个月果然就爆发了。
And then it actually happened last month.
那这个右边这个图是一个父亲拼命的，他的胸前是他的孩子，他父亲就在那块石头上拼命的用他自己的力量靠着那个石头想要保住他的儿子不会被水冲去。
So that is on the right there is a picture of a father holding onto his son with all his might over that boulder there to be from being washed away.
但是最后悲剧还是发生了，他的儿子还是被洪水冲走。
But eventually his son was washed away anyway.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了当受的报应。
We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For since the message spoken through the angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment.
神是轻吗？不得。
How can we escape?
众先知说话的时候，我们要留意。
When the multitude of prophets spoke, we have to be careful.
天使说话的时候，我们要留意。
When the angels speak, we have to be mindful.
神的儿子自己说话，我们更要留意。
When God's own son speaks, we must be even more careful.
免得我们离弃神，或者说被神所离弃。
Lest we forsake God or be forsaken by him.
那样的话，后果不堪设想。
If we do those things, it's unimaginable what the outcome would be.
作者提醒他的读者，还记得咱们的祖先所经历的吗？
The writer Hebrews reminds his readers, do you not remember what our ancestors went through?
神曾经借着天使在旷野向他们传话，但是他们应着景象不听，结果一个个倒闭在旷野。
God through his angels told the Israelites in the wilderness, but they heeded not his words, and they one by one just fell and died in the wilderness.
今天神在他儿子里面向我们说话，如果我们随随便便忽略这么大的救恩，如何能够逃脱那可怕可怜，像以色列人一样倒闭在旷野，不能进入神所赐的安息的悲惨的结局？
So today when God's own son talks to us like this,If we carelessly and casually go by and ignore all this great salvation, how can we escape this pitiful, frightening outcome that the Israelites had, not to be able to enter his rest?
作者还有更多的话，他说不但神儿子自己向我们说话，而且他还吩咐那些亲自听过主的教训的主的十二个使徒，那些见证主耶稣复活的，主向他显现的，主自己亲自差派用自己生命做见证的，都在向我们说话。
God did not only speak of himself and not only his son, but he had commanded the people who were there with our Lord and taught by our Lord, the 12 apostles, who seen the resurrection, to give testimony about them.
这些主的见证, 他们不但用他们的话来见证, 也用他们的经历来见证。
They did not only testify and confirm with their words, but also their own lives.
神自己也用各种超自然的事情, 让人知道, 不可以忽略他的话。
God has also used many, many supernatural events to illustrate that we cannot ignore His words.
用神迹, 用奇事, 用异能, 用恩赐。
Using signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts.
只有一个目的,
only one purpose.
让我们郑重所听见的道理。
The purpose of us being mindful of the words.
让我们不要忽略。
Let us not ignore.
忽略不是我们个性的问题, 有的人天性, 生性比较马虎, 忽略不是这个个性的问题。
Ignoring is not a matter of personality. Some people are forgetful. That's not the problem.
忽略是心态的问题, 是不在乎, 不当回事。
Ignoring is a matter of is a problem of attitude. We don't care. Each of us have this danger.
神让我们不但是不要忽略,
God says don't only not ignore it. We have to pay close attention.
不单单是今天要郑重,
not only paying close attention today,
而是时时要郑重,
but moment by moment, we have to be alert.
还要让我们知道,
to let us know,
当我们忽略了神的救恩, 当我们不郑重所听见的道理的时候, 我们是何等的危险。
God wants us to know when we don't focus, when we ignore His words, and don't be alert, are not alert, it's a very serious predicament to be in.
神不是威胁我们,
He's not threatening us.
他乃是在他的爱里向我们发出这样非常严重的警告。
He's giving us a stern warning in His love.
免得我们会随流失去。
So that we won't be drifted away.
失去了神为我们预备的荣耀。
To lose the glory that He has prepared for us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们把这些残缺不全的话仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we give these probably incomplete words into your hands.
求你除去里面一切的杂质。
And you remove all the thorns and garbage inside.
一切不能被你所用的成分。
Any of those that cannot be used by you.
求你用你自己的话。
May you use your very own words to help us,
来光照我们,
to illuminate us,
使我们越明白你的话,
to cause us to, the more we understand your words,
我们越看见你话语中的奇妙,
the more we see the marvelousness of your words,
越看见你话语里面的宝贵,
and to see the preciousness of your words,
我们越渴慕得着你的话。
We hope and thirst to gain more of it.
愿你继续向我们说话, 愿你不断地向我们说话。
May you continuously and unceasingly speak to us.
让我们在每天的生活当中也可以经历主你自己的话。
So that in our own lives, we can always experience you and your word.
使我们真的知道我们所跟随我们所信的这位神, 祂是又真又活, 从永远到永远的神。
So that we truly know with certain, absolute certainty that the God we believe in is from forever and forever.
愿你在我们每一个人的身上都能够成就你自己荣耀的工作。
May you achieve the glorious work that you have on all of us.
带我们可以进到荣耀里面。
Lead us into that glory.
我们谢谢你, 我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.